شان الله يخليكم سويتس فريند شيشي بيس باش خلص في الخانة دي بباس نخيكيتو دينا باشا بباس نخيكيتو بباس لابو خوما سايد دايم and it's based in the Torah Marina Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. It says in Sefer Dvarim 16:6, Kima la makom she yochad Hashem lekin Hashgein Shemo Shem tizbach at the Pesach ve'erek vod shemesh me'oitz etcha in Mitzrayim, only to the place that God chooses that His name should dwell. There you should sacrifice the Pesach, ba'erev, the evening, kibua shemesh, when the sun sets, mo'et seisrim mitzrayim, the time that you go out of Egypt. The Rashi, there brings that there are three different times. Erev, in the afternoon, zavcheil, you should slaughter the korban Pesach. Kibua shemesh, when the sun sets, tachleil, you should eat the korban Pesach. Mo'et seisra, when you leave Egypt, atasarfo, then you should burn the korban Pesach. In the morning, you burn the korban Pesach. There's a connection here between morning, when you left Egypt, and burning the Korban Pesach. So what's the connection between Moed Seisch, when you left Egypt, and the burning of the Korban Pesach? You're right, you're burning it because it's nicer. But the Pesach makes a connection, according to Rashi, between the time of leaving Egypt and the burning of the Korban Pesach. We'd like to understand what that connection is. In the night of the Tezvav, it says, V'atem lo seitzvishim Pesach v'esvav boga. Don't you leave your houses, atem. Don't leave your house until the morning. Why? Because the powers of forces of evil of destruction are going to endanger you. So stay inside. The Pasuk here emphasizes Vatem. Why does it say Vatem? Earlier on it says Lokachtem, it's Vatem. It doesn't say Vatem. So your also says Lo Seitzu. Shouldn't go out. Why does it have to say Vatem? To be consistent. Before we didn't have the Atem. Now pretend we have the Atem. Doesn't the Gemara, that Rebbe Elazar says that one who gives stuck in private is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? It says that Moshe Rabbeinu in Devarim 9:19 was afraid of God's anger. And if somebody does stuck, it says Matan Seser Yich Ba'af in Mishlei 21:14 that he's turns away God's anger. So when you give privately stucca, you have nothing to be afraid of. You're even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, when are you greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? In other words, it appeases God's anger kaviyachol more than the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. I for Tosis, Moshe Rabbeinu also gave stucca to Seser, of course. So why did his tefillah turn away Hashem's anger? Why didn't he stuck eternally at Hashem's anger? Why did I have to resort to tefillah? So the Tosfos says, maybe at that time, the schus already ended of Moshe. If he's stuck in the melee, he had to come on to tefillah. And he was still afraid. Whereas if you give stuck a b'seser, you don't have to be afraid. And the explanation is that if somebody's always stuck a b'seser, then I'm not talking about somebody who does it nicer. It's talking about an emotional state of somebody who's always a b'seser. An emotional state is a midan nafshit. Shall Misha Oseh Baseter. Vizeh Po'el Lu'umato. And this activates, in other words, this emotional state of Oseh Baseter, of doing things privately, and that's who you are. Is Po'el activates above in Shemayim, then in Shemayim they're also going to go into the world of Seser. What's the world of Seser? So in Shemayim, in the external way, it says, Levega Ba'apo, God gets angry. But in the Pnimiyu Sanyanim, it's Chayim Beit Sinai. God wants life. Tehillim, chapter 30. Say it every morning. Rotzen is more Pnimi than Kaz. God's will is deeper than his anger. His will is Shaykh to life. We talk about the Kolchas HaPnimim of the Nefesh. There it's all Rotzen. The Chalais of Oinshim Adinim is only a Koach Sheni, like the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal says in the Chad Yitzchak and Maimar Dalet. It's only a second force. It's only a second power. The primary power in creation is chesed. And only afterwards comes din to bring things into the realm of chesed. But it's really koach rishon, the first power is chesed. The pnimius of the nefesh, of the human soul, and so too on hagashon ma'ila is rotzon, is ritzui, is goodness, is chesed. But then when things go on the outside, there's midas ha-din. And it could be there's a kitruk. But if it's all in the pnimius, then there's mufka midin. That's why I find by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he put his hand, with the Moshe Rabbeinu took out his hand and it had saras, Shmos 6:4-6. And the refu was when he put it back inside, into his bosom, in his panemius, when it was hidden. So you see here, that when it comes to chesed, chesed is on the inside. When it comes to din, din is on the outside. Because the panemius, hakavana, God's internal, deepest will, is chesed. The rachamim, the refu, the tava is inside. The onesh, the punishment, is on the outside. So klavei malzan hagav kula toiva metiv. Even though it's regavapa, that's on the outside. But on the inside, it's all goodness. If you do tztaka b'seisa, if that's your mita, if that's who you are, then you're a pnimius tikka person. So you bring down, can you meet the connected mita, that hanaga melamala of pnimius, of God's deepest desire to do chesed, that's kaifa, the af, that turns away Hashem's anger. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, what did you send me for at the end of Parashat Shmos? Well, what did you send me for? Well, what are you doing so bad to this people for? It's getting worse. And Hashem says to him, that the Ovis, I promised, and I wasn't Mekayim, they didn't have any questions on me. And you're asking questions on me. So there's a klal that's when people in Tanakh are having times on Hashem, it's according to their meat, according to their Madrega. So the Ovis and Moshe Rabbeinu had different midas, different madrigas. When you ask questions about Hashem, that means you're not makabel b'tmimus what Hashem does. If you don't ask questions on Hashem, you are makabel b'tmimus. You do accept with purity, with completeness, what Hashem does. If you have questions, then you're not accepting. So Avram, for example, it says he was a tamim. Yaakov, it says he was tam. I don't know if there's any pesukim about Moshe Rabbeinu being a tam or a tamim. Moshe Rabbeinu's mita was das. He was the das of Klal Yisrael. He was the koyach hadas, as it says in all the svarim, many of them. He was the rosh dor deah. His whole aim was bringing down Torah das to the world. Koyach hadas. He's been a yeshiva Torah v'das. It's das. Das to the world is Torah, and that requires understanding. That requires comprehension. So Moshe Rabbeinu was in his madriga. He was saying, listen, I could accept between us what you do, Hashem. But that's not my midah. My midah is das. And with my midah of das, I have a question. Lama ha'ra yosalam is that lama z'shalatani? What did you send me for? The others are gavaldic. Send them. They're accepting between us, but I have to have das. I have to understand. And since you sent me, things have only gotten worse. When you were Mamana Miyashliach, when you appointed Miyashliach, it started with being Megali your names. Ma'ashmoi Shmos 313. And Megala Daki Amakam. That exactly is the Tfiyah, the Koyach Hadas Tovia Gili Drachov. But on Hester, I'm not a Shliach. Hester is a street in the Lower East Side. And it's also on Hagav Hashem that he hides himself. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I need the Gilui. I want you to be a Megalad Lachov. If you're sending me with a Shlichus of a silent, secret Shlichus, I don't get that. That when you're not Megali yourself, when you have Hester. Hester's not from, that's not my domain. That's not my expertise. I'm Das. I have to understand. My Shlichus is Gilui Lachov's brother. Hashem says to him, Atatira, now you're going to see. Shmos 6:1. You're Madrega, now you're going to see, because you're Das. And therefore it says, a person who gives stuck up a say, so it's Gavol Mimoshi, a Golden Mivneaf Achim. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of God's anger. Because even though he davened, he was Mevata Lechema, but he was afraid of the anger. Somebody who's Legamri Matan Besesu, Yich Baf. There's no place for a Chalei Senish. Why? Because you're in the world of Hester. You're in the world of Hester. And you tap in to God's mita of seisa, which is called kulo chesed. But Moshe Rabbeinu was in the world of gilui. In the world of gilui, there's din. And if you're gortim b'nei afachim, Moshe Rabbeinu is in the world of gilui because that's das; it has to be revealed. Very deep, my rabbis say. This idea. And the night of the 15th, they were told that there's still koyches in the world. Shlechte koiches, very bad, very dangerous. They're very harmful koiches. It's a night filled with mekatrigim, mashchisim, mazikim. Avazoi, atem lo yseitzu. Atem tzichem liot behestel. Sham ein chalois shel din. Atem lo yseitzu. אתם לא תצאו, אתם צריכים להיות בהסתר, ושם אין חלוי של דין. If you're in the world of Hester, and they're always catching him outside, so stay inside, stay hidden. Hidden, there's no din. Hidden, there's no din. It's the ideals of the Ayin Hara. Right? Person's hidden, Mar Brachas, Tafchaf, no Ayin Hara. There's no place for din. It's all cool, 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 chesed. Rav the Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani yotze. I'm mizgal in Makas Bechayis. That's the gilui of B'ni Bechayri Yisroel. Because they're the Reishis HaBriah, they're the Machshav HaTchila. אבל אתם תססקו הלילה במידה זאת שבנפש שנקראת ראשית אמונה. I'm going to be מסגל על מקס בוחרס. That's going to reveal that בני בוחר ישראל, that we're the Reishis HaBriah. We're the Machshav HaTchila HaBriah. But אתם, what does Hashem say to us? He says, אתם לא יסי צוויש מפסח ועשו עד בויקר. But you be עוסק in the midah shebenefesh that's called the reishis emunah. The whole inyan of the night is asokim be'emunah. Afilu ha'maisim heim amunadik. Matzah, moroh, pesach, these are all to establish emunah in our hearts. If with the goof you're going out, that's a place of chalois ladin. You have to be mistater. Kol zeh adaboker. Adaboker, let him mistater. In other words, so that's why it says atem. Because I'm going out. I'm having this meet of din. Going out to show you B'nu Yisrael. But Atem, but you stay inside. You have to be tofes this meet of seser. Being hidden. So even if B'kuf you're going out, that's going to be in the morning. And that's a place for Chaloy's din. But tonight you have to stay inside. You have to be Oisik and Yanei Amun and Primis. In the morning we already see in the Sefer of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal Pesach Maim Rayan Aleph Maim Zayin. Then in the morning the whole Inyan of the Erevar started. And that's Yitzir Lenisyonis Mulchomas Bachutz. They go out, they're tested. The Erevar joins in. We spoke about that in the recent shir. Erev Rav came in the morning. At night they were high and they were pure. In the morning the Erev Rav came in. But in the night of the 15th, Klal Yisrael had no mixture of anything outside of them. In the night of Tesvav, pure Klal Yisrael. Ela. Reine Nekudis Reishis Ve'emuna. It was a pure point of a beginning and a faith. Amun is the Reishis in the Midas Shebenefesh. The first Mid of Benefesh Adam is Reishis. The first of the Tariq Mitzvah, Neuchi Hashem Elokecha. It all starts in the it's in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. Amun is the first. That's the Reishis Shebemidus Shebenefesh. There's no achiza of anything outside. That's the Pnimius. Pnimius meaning Zemuna. Atem lo seitzu. We said in the time by Korbas HaPesach, which is the Yisoid of Emuna. Don't go outside. Because that's the time of the Korban Pesach. You're reading the Korban Pesach. That's the Yisoid of Emuna. If a person's not makriv with Pesach, he's chayv kares. Why? Because that's the Nekudas HaSherish, that's the root. A person doesn't have this root, he's cut off. Karis. This Mano, Urak Balayla Ze. And the time is only on this night, Tezvav. The Yitzia comes afterwards. The pure, clean, Nekudas HaAmuna was already established. And now we're going out. And then outside, ooh, there you have all the problems. And therefore it's a time of Sreifa. Moed Seischam in Mitzrayim. Bispashtus HaNekuda HaChutza. And this Nekuda is Mispashik, it spreads to the outside. Shamkvan Nidbak Lehem Erev Rav. הוא כבר לאחר קורבן פסח. הוא כבר נויסו, כלומר שיצא מזמנו ומסגרתו ולכן סרפיו. גוורדיק, קימפ מורגן, comes the morning, comes the next day. Now it's the time. Moed seischem Mitzrayim, meaning you're going out. You're going out? Dangerous. It's nicer. Burn the carbon Pesach. When you're in, that's holy, that's safe. Oyseh alayla bebechinas nefesh utzir shakulo bifnim. That night, that is bebechinas nefesh, that's the pnimius of Am Yisrael, pnimius of our neshama. It's a night of staying inside. Staying inside, pnima nefesh is no dinim. In the pnima nefesh, the desire is for life. And that's what Leil Tesvav is. And that's that nekudas hasherish, nekudas hamuna, nekuda of life. And therefore you don't go out. I'm going out, Vatam, but you guys don't go out. Adaboke. To stay in. So the more you go out, and that's when things are going to start getting dangerous. Advorim, meirim, mesamchim me'od. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.